So when we say dishonor is worse than death, isn't that at the platform of the ego or the pride? Yes, it is. At the same time, not all pride is bad. There is, I'll use three terms and I'll differentiate between the terms. There is arrogance, there is pride, and there is honor. So, now arrogance is definitely bad. But pride is not necessarily bad. Sometimes there is you may have a hotel by the name of Hotel Executive Pride or Hotel Pride. There is a car by the name Pride. So now the idea is that, for example, if there is a World Cup going on and a team is knocked out of the World Cup and some last match is remaining, they are not going to go ahead in the match, World Cup now. They are already knocked out. But still they try to play, and that time the captains may say that we are playing for pride. Playing for pride means that yes, we are lost, but we don't want to be completely whitewashed. We have some sense of honor. At least one match we won, something like that. So pride itself is not always bad. So there can be situations when, so now that positive connotation of pride is what we use in the sense of honor. Like Prabhupada in one letter, he says that a devotee had stopped chanting Hare Krishna and stopped following the regulative principles, initiated devotee. So Prabhupada wrote to him and said that, you have taken a vow in front of the deities, in front of the devotees, in front of the spiritual master, in front of the sacred fire. You have given your word. Don't you have a sense of honor? How can you give up your word like this? So now here Prabhupada is talking about a sense of honor in a positive sense. So if a sense of honor can inspire a person to act honorably, then that sense of honor is good. So the sense of honor is often what inspires people to act honorably in many situations. So now, dishonor is worse than death. What does it mean? It means two things. One is, if a person feels that if I do this, I'll be dishonored, and that will be very painful. And because of that, the person does not act dishonorably. Then that is also good. A kshatriya is meant to give charity. Now often the kshatriya may also feel, I want to keep all my wealth with me. But the kshatriya says that if I don't give this charity, then my reputation will be spoiled. And people will think that I am a stingy, I am not a charitable person. And because of that they give charity, it's the best thing is to do the right thing with the right motive. But if you can't do the right thing with the right motive, at least do the right thing with the not so right motive also. Just like if somebody told us you have to chant Hare Krishna, and you can chant Hare Krishna only when you are chanting purely. We will never chant Hare Krishna then. Right now our motive is impure, but still chant Hare Krishna. By doing that, gradually the right motive will come. So like that, it is best if one gives charity for the sake of pleasing Krishna, for the sake of benefiting others in the service of Krishna. But if that is not the case, if I give charity for the sake of reputation, at least the charity is being given. So, a sense of honor, if it can inspire people to do honorable things, that is good. And in Kshatriya culture, Kshatriyas are people who are meant to have influence in society. They're meant to have influence in the world. The Brahmanas live very simply. Brahmanas, they are not really concerned. They live in ideas, they live in thoughts, they live in wisdom. And they share wisdom with those who appreciate it. But Kshatriyas are meant to live in the world, and they are meant to command the respect of the world. And for that purpose, their honor is important. So, for the Kshatriyas, they also have an innate sense of honor. And that sense of honor is detailed so that they act righteously instead of unrighteously. So, Narad Muni, when Dhruva Maharaj leaves his father's kingdom and comes to the forest, Narad Muni meets him there, and Narad Muni tells him there, you are just a child. Actually, before that, Narad Muni hears this news, he appreciates and he says, Aho kshatriya tejasam mana bhangam amrishyatam. He says, how great is the effulgence of the kshatriyas that they cannot tolerate dishonor. Now, we may say we have to tolerate dishonor. That's the principle. But Narad Muni is appreciating how great is the kshatriyas that they cannot tolerate dishonor. The point here is that because of their inability to tolerate dishonor, they will avoid acting dishonorably. And they will act honorably, which is positive. So therefore, if a person's ego is hurt and they feel that this is worse than death, and that pain makes them act in honorable way, that is favorable. But in some situations, it is possible. So Krishna is using whatever arguments are possible to get Arjuna to act in the right way. And that's why he tells Arjuna also that marana sambhavita sacha kirtir marana adirichyate. In 2.34 it says, for those who are dishonored, for those who have been honored, dishonor is worse than death. And Arjuna, if you go away from this battlefield, you will be dishonored as a coward. Therefore, stay on the battlefield and do your duty. So, the sense of honor, if it is used to inspire people to act honorably, that is positive. And it is in that spirit that dishonor is worse than death means, better you die, but don't act dishonorably. Don't act like a coward. Like Shakespeare said that, a coward dies 1,000 deaths before his death. So the idea is the coward is humiliated so many times because of the cowardice. So don't do like that. The sense of honor can be used to inspire people to act honorably. That's wonderful. Now, Prabhupada, when he would be in India and he would be preaching to Indians, especially he would say that, you know, this Bhagavad Gita is the message from India. And to preach Bhagavad Gita in India, I have to get people from America. He says, what are you doing? This is your message. You should be preaching it all over the world. So, and Prabhupada even says, you are regretting that India lost Pakistan. At that time, you know, still 30 years ago, Pakistan had been partitioned. So he says, if you preach Bhagavad Gita, what to speak of Pakistan? The whole world will become Hindustan. So what is Prabhupada doing? Prabhupada at other times will tell you, you are not the body, you are not an Indian also. But here, if their sense of Indianness, their sense of honor at being and pride at being Indian can be inspired them to preach Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada uses that. And just a few days later, in another lecture, Prabhupada is speaking to his American disciples and he has asked them to make a big pandal program. And they say, we don't have any money, we don't have any resources, how will we do a pandal program? And Prabhupada tells them, you know, in India, you Americans are known as people who have done spectacular things. So, now Indians are watching you. He says, if you don't do something wonderful, what is the use of you being Americans? So what is Prabhupada doing here in this case? Their pride at being Americans, he is using that to engage them in bhakti. So if our sense of honor can inspire us to act honorably, then that's good, because that will inspire us to act honorably. Okay? Thank you. So we'll stop here. If you have any more questions, tomorrow evening we have question answer session. Monday evening we have question answer session. You can submit the questions here and we can discuss at that time. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.